told us in the pregame interview tonight, Coach, you wanted to work inside with Joe and Parker, and it definitely worked out that way, and it was kind of a big beast mode night there for Parker.
Yeah, it was. I told him when he came off the floor, you know, he never disappoints when you give the type of effort that he did tonight and every night. You know, it's hard to ask much more of him, and you know, tonight the baskets fell, and it was pretty fun to watch him play.
You guys were tied at two, and then you go on a 12-0 run, and Holcomb would kind of try to make their way back. The closest they got to be was at six early in the second quarter, and then you close out on a 13-2 run there. And it really, for the most part, was your defense, especially in that first half, denying some good looks from three-point range there for Holcomb.
Yeah, I thought our defense the first half was pretty solid. Then it helps, you know, the open looks that they had, they you know, they didn't cash in on them. So I thought our defense was pretty good the first half. The second half it got a little sloppy, but you know, you're paying attention to Kepley down there just because of his size, and at times you kind of get caught up watching and you don't know where your man's at. So, you know, some things that we can learn from, but overall, the defense was solid.
It wasn't a big scoring night for Hunter Yeager. He ended up with 4 points, but he did a lot of other things. He was a good facilitator with the ball up top, and he was pretty active for the most part with his hands there on defense.
Yeah, he did a great job on defense, keeping his hands, you know, extremely active. And, you know, offensively, sometimes your shots don't fall. But, you know, games in the past, we, you know, the shots don't fall. We just kept hoisting them up. You know, I thought we did a great job of the first half, understanding that, okay, we're getting looks inside that we want. And so I think we were like 1 for 6 the first half from three. And, you know, and early on in the year, those would have been shots. We'd have been, you know, 2 for 15 or 2 for 18 because we just kept shooting. So to have that understanding, that maturity to just keep throwing it down there and know where you're getting your baskets from was good. And defensively, Hunter did a great job. I thought he was more active tonight defensively than he has been all year. So, you know, a lot of good things, you know, came out of the game and obviously things that you can learn from.
You were able to rotated your post players more often than probably had been all year, just trying to keep them fresh as much as possible there with Barron and Jern coming in. I thought they did a good job of bodying up and playing some quality minutes for you as well.
They did. You know, and the one thing that we have to do is Holcomb runs their stuff so quickly. There's not a lot of wasted time. You know, you don't see them sitting up there setting up an offense. It's you know, when they come down in transition, they usually get the look that they want and they shoot off of it. So when you run your action that quickly, it sometimes makes it very hard to do your job defensively, and for the most part we did. There were still times where we, you know, we got caught staring, but you know, for the most part I thought those two post players that came in gave us good minutes. You know, they didn't try to do anything too crazy offensively, but, you know, they always attack the boards, and they're very physical. You know, there was one possession, I believe, Jaron had Kepley on. You know, he was guarding Kepley, and he, you know, Kepley had him, you know, buried to about 2 to 3 feet, and all of a sudden he was at 5 to 6, and, you know, Jaron had just kind of pushed him out there. And so that was, you know, pretty impressive because he's a big old kid.
He is. He's a wide body, too, and guys held your ground all night against him, but big win for you guys, 8-4, and now you're 4-1 in halfway through the conference race, and two on the road, one at Lakin, one at Cimarron, both High Plains League teams, one sub-state opponent, Cimarron next Tuesday, but it's to Lakin first on Friday.
Go to Lakin, and you know it's a team that's going to get after you, and they're going to press and shoot a lot of threes. I don't think they've, you know, shied away from their last year's game plan. I think they've kind of continued on with the tradition of it, and from what I'm hearing, it's going to be a little bit more difficult because it's in their gym. However, that's possible. I don't know how you get everybody in there, but at the same time, you know, we'll be ready for it. It's going to be a very loud environment because that gym echoes like crazy. So if that's where we're playing, you know, here we come.
This is a great win for your team, and I know it's been tough for the last few years, but it's just to continue the run here and try to keep it kind of honed in to stay focused here for your 8-game stretch.
Yeah, well, I think our guards are starting to understand, you know, that if we play through our post, they throughout the game they become, you know, more open because if you get production like that out of Parker and Joe, and not that they're going to score 20 points every night, but if you're making them a focal point, you know, people got to pay attention to them, and then all of a sudden you get bad closeouts and drives, and you get kickouts for threes, and so, yeah, you know, kind of talking to the coaches real quick after the game, you know, it may be an offense that – we find ourselves in more often.
All right. Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here tonight. Post-game, Beavers win it big here, 57-43. Coach, congratulations on the win, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Adam.